Good morning, Bridge of Hope people, family, friends, countrymen. It's a great day.
It is.
Amen. Psalms 95 from the Passion Translation. The title is, It's Time to Sing. Come on, everyone. Let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout our loudest praise to our God who saved us. Everyone come meet his face with a thankful heart. Don't hold back your praise. Make him great by your shouts of joy. For the Lord is the greatest of all, King God all over the all other gods. In one hand he holds the mysteries of earth, in the other hand he holds the highest peaks. He is the owner of every ocean, the engineer and sculptor of the earth itself. Come and kneel before this Creator God. Come and bow before the mighty God, our majestic Maker. For we are the lovers He cares for, and He is the God we worship. Amen.
a really hard time with this kind of thing. Just all of us at times, especially if you have an iPhone or an Android or an iPad or a baby. Yeah, if you have a baby, I get it. But it's not comfortable. It's not easy. Your mind starts racing. What do I do? What do I think about? Oh gosh, I'm not supposed to do that. What? Oh wait, no. Like my mind won't stop. I'm hearing this. I'm feeling that. And we, it's hard. It's hard for us. We live in a society that is go, 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 go faster, more, more, more. And so when we're trying to quiet ourselves, it seems like everything becomes loud. And then we become uncomfortable. And if you're honest, most of us, the minute things slow down, we pull the phone out and we begin to scroll or look or maybe even read the Bible or, you know, if you're really spiritual. So I appreciate, really, I really... Like it made me go, stop, quiet, 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 stop. That's hard to do. I had to take my hand out of my pocket because my phone was there. Nope. No. You understand. But I just want to encourage you. I think it is super healthy to quiet everything every day. If you can, for just 5 minutes, just quiet everything, push it all out of your way and just focus in on whatever he might be speaking to you. That's hard to do, but if you discipline yourself and do it, that 5 minutes becomes 10 minutes. You begin to learn how to operate in that place of, I need to quiet everything away from me right now and seek him. So yeah, thank you for the encouragement.
Going to continue with worship. I was thinking how it must have been for the three wise men when they had prepared their gift and they didn't know when they were going to find the king. But yet they had prepared and packed treasures in the great anticipation of, is this the day we will find him? Is this the day that we get to bring and lay our offering and our gifts at his feet? We don't have to travel far today. It's a moment that we can be in his presence. But they had prepared their hearts before they even arrived. And you know, I think of Christmas and giving gifts. It's like, it's so much more fun to me to give a gift because you thought about the person and thought of what might move their heart. And it's like you give them the present, you can hardly wait for them to open it. You just kind of want to help them. There's great joy in giving. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Let giving flow from your heart, not from a sense of religious duty. So as we bring our gifts and offerings to the Lord, let it flow from your heart, not because of a religious duty or order. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of giving that we get to give, that we know where our King is, and He's not far. In Jesus' name, you can give online, akbridgeofhope.com. There's boxes in the back. You can write a check to Bridge of Hope. Can we stand and continue to worship? And in this next song, the basket will be down here if you want to lay your gift at the altar.
all over you and like this. You had leprosy and your skin was peeling off. He's coming and it's going to be like a bomb and he's going to heal you.
So we just declare, if that's you, I decree and declare in Jesus' name, healing, healing bomb, restoration in Jesus' name. If you need to be stitched up, if you need to be patched up, not in a way that covers the wound, but that completely heals and restores the wound, I declare over you restoration, healing, blessing in Jesus' name.
Pajamas, you can bring those too. You can bring your blanket, your pillow, if you want to sit on the floor, that is welcome as well. If you have special snacks or treats or certain things that you cook and bake over the holiday, we will be having like a charcuterie table. We welcome you to bring some goodies to add to that if you want. Don't have to. Also, we'll be setting up Monday night at 6 p.m. If you're available, you want to come in here and help us set up, we welcome you to come. And then following the Christmas Eve service, if you don't have family plans, some of us have already done that. And so we welcome any that don't have to go off or don't get to go home, to stay Wednesday night after the service to put things back together. And we may, if we don't have a lot of that, we may send out information and Saturday at 10, we may come together just to pull things back together. We'll see. We'll see what happens Wednesday night, how big things move and, you know. So we welcome you, and we welcome you to pray about who the Lord wants you to invite home to Him. Because like we've heard this morning, there are people out there that have hurts and wounds and need to meet Jesus, and what a great time to do it. That reminds me too, if you have a special testimony of something the Lord spoke to you, did to you over the Christmas season, or maybe at a Christmas Eve service, something that you feel like would benefit, come to me or Zach in advance of Wednesday night. Let us know, and maybe that might be something the Lord might want to also incorporate into our service. So, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so those of you who have read the signs, the youth thing is at our house next week, but I wanted to give a little bit of context. We are doing a re-gift exchange. So that means we're doing a white elephant gift exchange, but you're not allowed to buy anything. It has to be something from your house, something that you're re-gifting, something that you made. And we're not doing gag gifts. We're doing something nice, something that you'd actually want to give. But it has to be something that is not bought. Does that make sense? Okay, so we'll have chili, bring a dessert to share, and if you want to participate in the gifting, bring a gift to share that you do not buy.
get to. What a privilege. Anyway, can we stand and greet one another?